Blog Talk Radio.
Separate you and I, because I really wanted it to be you and I.
about it? Can we patch things up? Can we work it out?
Is Wine by Mr. Melody. I don't know what's going on with our studio tonight, ladies and gents. It's going in and out, so we're going to try to get through this without any further complications. Mr. Al King, if you're on the line, give us a call, or, you know, listening, give us a call at 6... I was about to say your number, Mr. King. Believe us. 818-495-6975 so we can tune in with you. If there's anyone out there that have skills, expertise, or any type of topics that they would like to contribute to our show, or you know of anyone that you think should be spotlighted on our spotlight page on our website because of all the wonderful things they do and they just don't get the recognition they deserve, email me, intuneshow@aol.com, and let's hook them right up. Just give them a day of being saluted for being the awesome people that they are. This is what we like to do. So there's no sweat off our back, okay? All you have to do is tell us who we need to get to make this all happen. Again, that email is intuneshow@aol.com. Mr. King, where are you, my lovely? So for all those that don't know, Mr. King, you know, published a book, and it's called Let It Be Known, and it's the Al King point of view. And I'm definitely ready for him to tell us about the Al King's point of view. Do anyone know where Mr. Al King is? Mr. Al King, if you're currently on the line, can you press 1 to let me know that you are in tune? Here we go. So, ladies and gents, without further ado, we have Mr. Al King. How you doing tonight?
Ms. P, how you feel? I'm great.
Good. Where were you going?
I'm very excited to be here. So I appreciate you opening up the floor and the platform, your platform, to me. So I'm good. How you feel?
Oh, man, a little overworked. It might, you know, you may can hear that in my voice a little bit, but don't worry. The show must go on, and it's still going to be fun, and that's just it. No distractions.
Okay.
No distractions. So, again, we just want to say thank you, Mr. King. This is long overdue. I kind of was, like, waiting on the sideline, like, is he ever going to ask me to interview him? And for those who don't know Mr. King and do know Mr. King, you know, he got this little swag about him, you know. So he never asked me. So I was talking to Phoenix, a mutual friend of ours, and I was just like, is he ever going to ask me for an interview? And then she's like, I have an interview with him. And I'm like, what? So then now, you know, that turned off for you, and that was like a cat fight between me and her. Like, how did she book you before me? I didn't understand that. So, you know, then I came. Yeah, right, exactly. Then I came back to Earth, and I just went and stepped to you like a man. When you coming on my show? Just like that. No niceness, no sweet, not sugarcoating anything. When you coming? And he said,
I should have been aggressive.
I said, he's so laid back for that he's never going to ask me. So if I don't go and bully him into a show, then it's probably never going to happen. So here we are, and I'm just thrilled that you are here with us. So for all of those getting in tune with you, Mr. King, for the first time, as well as myself, tell us a little bit about who is Mr. King. I mean, not like in a whole of who Mr. King is today, but Mr. King before we knew him as a Mr. King today.
Wow. It's a good one, because I was going to talk about now the aftermath, but I'll talk about my essence. You know, I was born and bred New York City, you know, coming up in the Bronx at a time, you know, when it was very rough, you know, a lot of despair, you know. So I like to just go straight to the jugular and just say I'm, you know, a product not of my environment, but a student of my environment, which actually gave me everything that I did, you know, that I needed, you know, coming up in the Bronx at a very rough time in the 80s. Being the eldest of four, you know, I'm from a dual parented household, 25 years of welfare, struggle, spice, ham and cheese, Kool-Aid, Bon Ton, potato chips, ice cold water, you know. And a lot of those experiences pretty much refined me to who I am today. So coming up, it positioned me to be a go-getter by all means and create my own situations, you know, from packing bags to shoveling snow to doing, you know, whatever was required at that particular time just to contribute to my household and bring some food to the table,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, being a little bit older now and being a mature adult, you know, I'm very proud of my outcome, you know, and being a black man that is obviously put in so many different positions, you know, to be challenged. You know, I have no felonies. I've never been up north. You know, I've never been incarcerated, which is a blessing to say, you know, to say the least, you know. So, you know, that's my spiel. Where, you know, Al King came from. So
okay.
I'm just here to be a part of the solution.
Right, definitely. Definitely. I do totally agree with that. So at what point in your, you know, journey did you feel like, you know what? Because in school, let's go back just a little bit more. So in school, were you like an avid writer? Was writing in English one of those things that you just always enjoyed doing?
Yes, it was. You know, I was always, you know, the kind of kid, you know, that would pretty much write my thoughts down. I always wrote my thoughts down and, you know, whatever was bothering me or whatever felt good. You know, I didn't keep a diary, or journal, but I would always share my thoughts. So when I would, you know, when even when I was dealing with girls, I would, you know, write my little love letters, whatever the case may be. So I would always hear, you know what, you write so well. You know how to really express yourself. So it's something that I would say was innate in me, you know, from the very beginning, being a young lad, young snapper.
A little whippersnapper. Now, okay, so coming from the whippersnapper, now you know us as children, we are very indecisive individuals because we're still trying to find ourselves, true or false, in your opinion.
True. Very
so,
true.
So with you, you know, already being a writer and things of that nature, when ultimately I think I want to just know, when did that day come where you wasn't like pitter-pattering, you just was, you wanted to immerse into becoming an author, a writer? Someone that people, you know, can take your words, your interests, your insights, and stop and look and listen. When did that age come about?
That was about early 2000s, you know, early 30s. So I had just came out of very tumultuous, and I hate to even mention it, but I have to be honest because I don't like to give a situation that much energy. But I had came out of a very tumultuous relationship that put me in a very dark place. So one night, and I actually wrote this and shared this in the preface of Let It Be Known, and I sat down in front of the computer one night, and I just started spilling out some of the things that were disturbing to me. So these issues and these challenges begin to take form and take body, where I said, wow, this is a collage of issues. And I went from one page to two page, three page. Before I knew it, I had about 10 pages, and I said, you know what, I'm going to write a book, something I had never done. And I said, I'm going to write a book, and I really have to get this out of my system and pour it out. So those close to me, you know, I would share 10 pages, 20, 30, 40, 50 pages as I was going along. People, you know, in my immediate circle was like, you know, this is good right here. So I pretty much, at those early beginnings, at that particular time, I said, you know what, this is what I really want to do. I'm going to put this out there. And at that particular point, I said, you know, I'm going to be serious about this. I'm going to write a book.
Okay. So how did you come up with the title of the book, Let It Be Known?
I had the initial title was The Al King Point of View. And I had sat down with an attorney of mine, a friend of mine at the time. I was doing some work, and he and I were working on some things, and I shared some things. We were having lunch out in Soho one day, and I shared my manuscript with him and the title. And initially, it was The Al King Point of View. And he looked at me and he said, Al, no one cares about your point of view. Who are you? And I sat there and I said, wow. He was so moved by the title that I said, I have something here. And I didn't allow him to discourage me, but when I left him, something came to me, and Let It Be Known came to me. And I was like, you know what? Let it be known, let it be known, let it be known, The Al King Point of View. And that's exactly how it was birthed. And I kind of stuck with that main title and made The Al King Point of View the subtitle. But that's exactly how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank him for that. I really thank him for that because he was so emotionally charged by The Al King Point of View. And right then and there, I said, if it can provoke that much emotion, I have something here. And I'm a firm believer that anything that's able to move someone emotionally, you know, you can garner some kind of attention from it. So you can take that energy somewhere else. But that's where it came from. That's how I started.
Definitely. So how much of this book is realistic?
I'm sorry, repeat that, Ms. Pete?
Yeah. How much of this book is realistic? Because, you know, they say, you know, people take things from their personal lives and, you
know,
correlate it. And I'm sorry?
Everything, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Because it's hard,
I've heard, and what's so funny right now, you know, a close friend of mine, a close brother of mine, he said one day, you know what, I know you personally, but I had no idea that you had so much of this inside of you. And he said to me, he said, you know, in a few people are going to even question if you really wrote it. You know, people are going to think that you have some writers behind you because most books are ghostwritten, you know, and that's something that a lot of readers don't understand. So I wrote the book myself, and 100% of the book is authentic. It's transparent. You know, everything that I mentioned in the book is things that I actually went through, and it's so much more. When I wrote the book, it was originally 44 chapters. I condensed it to 29 and then to 13 for this edition. So I have enough material to make two more editions. A lot of things I didn't put in the book. It was so much, and it was so hard to even come to the 13. But it's 100%, it's 100% me, realistic.
Right.
I didn't sugarcoat anything.
So was it a part in a book, since we, you know, kind of piggybacking off of that, it's 100% you, was there a hard, the hardest part of, what was the hardest part about writing this book? What particular moment?
Finishing it.
Finishing it.
Mm-hmm. Finishing it. It's, you know, it's a very meticulous process. To write a book, it requires so much focus and so much dedication. You know, I have two young sons, 3 and 7 years old, so there were times that I would be inspired with certain thoughts, and I had to be a father at that particular time. So they would be running around me and talking to me, and I'll pull out the laptop, and I'll start writing certain things, you know, trying to take advantage of that particular inspiration in that particular moment. So that was very, very hard. You know, the blood, sweat, and tears with completing the project, it was hard. It seemed like it would never end. You know, creatively, you know, you don't feel like writing some days. You don't get any kind of inspiration. But you know you have to complete the task. And you sit in front of the computer and you're trying to kick yourself creatively and nothing is coming out of you. You know, you just want it to be finished. You want to, you want to get to that end point. So I would say the hardest part is just completing it. You know, getting to the end.
I hear you, because I've been working on one for like 99 years, and I guess another 99 it'll be done, maybe. At least have the cover done, you know, something.
I know a lot of people like that. They've been writing books for years.
I'm telling you.
You know, it's a very drilled out process. You know, it requires a lot of dedication, a lot of focus. I know a lot of people that say, you know, they want to write a book, they haven't finished writing it. You know, it's hard. It's really hard. You know, I have a friend, he's an attorney, and he told me, he said, all of the schooling that I did, he said, I can't compare to you writing a book. So I was kind of humble when he told me that. He said, I just can't compare it. That dedication is intense. You know, and anyone can write a book, but to write a good book is another challenge.
Definitely.
That's another challenge.
All together. All together, because I don't want nobody giving me something I don't want to look at or read or absorb. Oh, I have to go back 8 times to the beginning of the book and read it again just to get to the middle. Like, come on. Give me a break with all of that. But is there a message in your novel outside of what we already know that's the theme, let it be known? Because when I hear let it be known, it's like you have some powerful points that you're trying to convey, true or false.
I mean, the overall message of the book is just, let's get it together. There are certain things that we'll be challenged with, you know, we'll be forced to face, and we're all going to look for some solution, some kind of guidance. So I'm asking the reader to just stop, think everything through, and take this little bit of information, which will help you possibly move forward. You know, and I'm touching on a lot of things that a lot of people just don't want to talk about. They don't want to discuss. So I'm breaking that barrier of fear, but I'm doing it in such a sexy way verbally, where it feels as if I'm just having a conversation with you, you know, by also using my own experiences to expound on my point of view. So the bottom line is, you know, I got to let these things be known. I want you to walk with me through this experience, through this literary experience, so that you can say, you know what, let me just alter my perspective a little bit and let me come at it this way in my life. And that's the effect that the book has had on people. You know, the general consensus on the book, people say it's a great book, it's a great read. You know, everyone says that something different in the book has touched them in some kind of way. And this is what's needed, substance that's needed.
Definitely. Because I was just about to touch on, like, what has been the reception since, you know, you unleashed this dragon, I should say, you know, because you know, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of information. Not everybody will be able to, but you know, you can get into this book. It's really a good book at the end of the day. And when I say Unleash the Dragon, I'm not trying to say that to be negative at all, but I'm just saying that, you know, it's just what's behind it, the message, because we know that a dragon is dangerous, so to speak. So this book is not dangerous, but it can be dangerous for the weak-minded.
And that's what's happening right now. You know, I was out in the Bronx one day, and a gentleman told me, he read the, you know, I'm out there because I'm doing everything myself. I'm grinding. I'm in the streets myself. I'm signing books. I'm throwing out the tables. You know, I'm presenting the book myself. You know, I'm sneezing out soot, Miss P, from being on the streets of New York City, dirty fingernails. You know, you don't even realize how dirty the streets are until you sit out there for a couple of hours. You know, I'm sitting in sweltering heat, you know, behind a table, you know, offering, you know, my book to the people. You know, I'm touching the people. And I had a gentleman, I was in the Bronx, and he told me, he read the back of the book, and he said, brother, this is deep right here. So he opened up the table of contents. He said, oh, my goodness, are you ready? And I said, absolutely. He said, I don't think they're ready for you. But what God has in store for you, he said, this is going to be crazy. It's going to be monumental when they catch on to you. So I've been hearing a lot of that. You know, unfortunately, what I'm noticing with a lot of the readers, and I'll just use New York City as an example, you know, they're very fictional-driven. You know, my book is nonfiction. It's full of substance. So people are fictional-driven. They don't want to think. They don't want you to provoke thought. They don't want to sit there and think something through. Because we all have problems, but we're not really looking for the answers. You know, and one thing I often ask people, I say, you know, what inspires you? And people will tell me, myself. I don't read. And I say, how do you get any kind of inspiration? You don't read, myself. It's a dead-end answer just like that. So the information, most of the time that we need is sitting in a book somewhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll sit there and try to figure these things out and not utilize the necessary tools. You know, and all this wisdom and knowledge that I've poured out in this book, these 182 pages, you know, thank God, and I'm humbled by how people are sharing their testimonials with me and how it has impacted people. You know, my mm-hmm. book right now, based on what I've garnered so far in terms of feedback, should be the hottest thing out right now.
Right.
I should be selling thousands of books a day. Easy. Because there's nothing out there that can actually compete with the content and the direction of what I've delivered. And my
mm-hmm.
book is a quality product. This is not something I just slapped together and I said, you know what, I hope this works out. Everything, every component was well devised, and you know, I took the reader into consideration, from my cover to the texture of my paper, you know, both as an author and a publisher. So I took the reader into high consideration.
Right. Now let me ask you a question, Mr. Al King. Let's just say a scenario that I have in my head is like, okay, you wrote this book, and then people around you that called themselves friends started to read this book. And then all of a sudden you start to notice that people, from their perception of your writing, start to act differently, you know, like they're not on the same page that they were on like last week. And it seemed like they start changing because they read the book. Have you experienced any people that have been acting indifferent since reading your book in retrospect of they may not get your point of view and where you're coming from? So you know how it is. It's just like someone telling you the truth and you don't want to hear the truth, so you want to walk away. You don't want to be bothered with it.
I haven't mm-hmm. actually gotten that kind of perception. What
mm-hmm.
I've actually gotten from those that I personally know is the lack of support.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't bothered to make that investment in supporting what I'm doing. And it's something positive that I'm doing. So and let me just answer your question so I don't lose it. But those close to me have been moved. It has actually strengthened my relationship with them. So they've actually is enhanced their perspective of me. So
awesome.
the respect and the credibility has always been there, but it went up a couple more notches. Because mm-hmm. now it's like, whoa, hold on. I know you, but this is a totally different level. So, you know, I've turned into Dr. Phil, a therapist, you know. So I have people reaching out to me in a different kind of way. You know, I've always been that kind of go-to guy, but it's on a totally different level. You know, on the other side of the pendulum, you know, I never really kind of expected, it may sound kind of weird, but I never mm-hmm. expected the support to come from the people that I personally know. So the general support that I've received, the people that don't really know me, mm-hmm. because people that know me, and I know a lot of people, I'm very well received because I worked in a lot of different sectors. I did a substantial amount of time in the music industry as an entertainment manager. You know, I did it for real, not play. I did that for real. And then I spent a substantial amount of time in the real estate sector. So, you know, I've always been a renaissance man, and I've always been about my business and results. So, you know, I'm very well received. I'm very well known. I'm from the Bronx. You know, between Bronx and Harlem, I'm very well known. I know a lot of people. But based on the people that I personally know alone, I would have said, the book is selling. Don't get me wrong. Don't misinterpret where I'm coming from. My vibe, the book is doing well, but can always do better. The fact that the people that I personally know haven't got behind me is disturbing, especially when I see them make people that are actually detracting from society into martyrs. They make these people into something, the people that are tearing up our communities. You know, I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to put bricks in the building. I'm not taking bricks away from the building, you know, at all. So that part right there has been disturbing, very disheartening. You know, and mm-hmm. I know, you know, I had a conversation with someone last night. He said, "How you can't let this move you like that." I said, "Nah, I'm only talking to you this way, and now I'll share this publicly. It doesn't affect me to the point where it inhibits me from moving forward. But as a human, I acknowledge it. It's just kind of corny when you see people cater to something that's negative, and you know them personal, and then when you're doing something positive." You know, and those that don't know you, they say, "Brother, you know what? You're doing a great thing. This book is changing my life." I've had people tell me they're going to save a copy for their kids to read when their kids get older. Mm-hmm. That's crazy right there. Absolutely crazy and nuts. But the people that you personally know, when you don't get that kind of support or default, it's disturbing. It's very disturbing. So that right there has been the most consistent thing that I've received.
Definitely.
And I constantly have to address.
Definitely. So we're going to take some calls, if that's okay with you, Mr. King.
Sure.
Definitely. So 843, you're on the line with Ms. P and Mr. King. How you doing tonight? 843. Camera shy. It's okay. If you want to talk, call back. 678, you're on the air with Mr. King and Miss P. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Did you have a question for Mr. King?
I just wanted to touch on what he was saying about the people that were close to him not supporting him. It is very hard. I'm a dancer, and like all my family, of course, wants to be the dancer or the big choreographer in the industry, or the choreographer in the industry. And it is very hard because I'm in competitions and everything, and I'm up winning first place and Miss Talent and all that good stuff. And they just started stepping away, and it does hurt. But after a while, you have to let them do what they want to do. And the people that actually do care and do want to support you, they will come eventually.
That's what mm-hmm. you do, sis. And, you know, I have a mantra that I live by. You got to go where the love is, not where the hate is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wherever the love is, that's where you have to go. You know, and it's something that I'm aware of, but again, it hasn't inhibited me from moving forward. It's just kind of corny when you see the people, you know, most close to you, because one thing I constantly say and I share is that people want the best for you only if it never comes.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the best comes for you, they're discouraged. Your progress should never make other people feel uncomfortable, especially people close to you. You know, and it's very disheartening. Very disheartening.
It is.
You know, it's not a good look at all. You know, so, you know, much blessings from myself to you and your choreography, and I appreciate you just calling in.
You're welcome.
And what was your name again, sweetheart?
Sienna.
And it's your first time
calling. Your little sister.
Oh, hey, Bug-a-Butt.
Hey.
Awesome. Thank you for showing your support. You know, I didn't
You're
know this
welcome.
Was my little adopted sister, but I love you. You're amazing, and
love
I'll talk
too.
To you. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Miss P, I love your voice. I love your voice.
You love my voice?
I love your voice.
Really? What you want to do with that? Are we going to talk about this? I mean, I'm curious now. Like, what are we going to do about this?
Love your voice. God. I want to take your voice and put it in a bag. I want to bag your voice. I
can
leverage a lot of people with your voice.
Exactly. Just do it. Like Nike. Just do it.
God. I need you on my voicemail. Real.
Your voicemail, seriously.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get someone to do my voicemail.
Let me stay on track. You're taking me off track.
No, I'm so serious, though. Like, that whole is so ironic that you brought up voicemail because I really want someone to do mine. We should just switch.
No, my voice is not like that.
No, I'm not saying put your voice like mine. Just be yourself, and I'll be myself, and we'll do each other's voicemail.
My voice is not voicemail proof. Your voice, you got it. You could do voiceovers. You could do set hotlines. You could do a lot with your voice.
Oh, God, I heard about those sex hotlines. I heard about those plenty of years in a row, actually. But thank you for that, Mr. King. You know, you just made my day, and you have no idea how you did that. But, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, I got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah, thanks. So, what are some of your future plans, Mr. King? Are you planning on writing?
I'm sorry. My sister Kristen, I just read her comment.
What'd she say?
She's hilarious.
Oh, she don't want to hear this out of her bro? Yes. Okay, you know how sisters are and brothers are. They don't want to hear what their siblings are talking about and doing. She's going to have nightmares. You know what I mean? Don't do it.
Let's get back
on track. Definitely. So, yeah. So, what are your future plans? And, you know, in retrospect of more, you know, do we have more books to come out? Do we, you know, are you working on other stuff? What's happening?
Oh, I definitely want to rip this game a new Google, though. The whole literary world, though. You know, like I said, I have enough material for two more Let It Be Knowns. I have tons of concepts that I've actually written, sitcom ideas, movie ideas. I'm always writing. So, you know, I definitely want to be a multimedia threat, you know, and I definitely want to go back to my love of music and go back into that. Once I build my brand to a level where I'm undeniable and I'm in demand, I'm just going to go in every lane, you know, and I'm prepared for it. So, you know, I just want to go in every lane. I want to tear this whole game up, you know, with my pen, you know, and with the support of my readers and everyone, they feel confident that I'm the next thing. They feel I'm the mm-hmm. next thing, you know, with the pen. So, you know, I want to live out what God has anointed me with, you know, with this talent. And, you know, I want to just share it with the universe. That's it, Ms. P. I just want
Definitely.
To share my gifts with the world.
And I want you to, because you are very talented and you're very well-rounded, and there's not a lot of individuals that's out there. That's what's key for me, you know. You don't have to be a writer. You don't have to be an artist. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. You can get up every day and just be an all-around good person and good to people,
yeah.
And that's how you win my vote. You know, definitely. It's an added attraction when you are creative and talented because it just makes it more enhanced, but... You know, at the end of the day, if you appreciate someone, you appreciate them as a whole. There's no, I appreciate this part of him or her, but, you know, there's no buts behind that. The but is behind me, but it's not behind, you know, what's supposed to resonate with you for people everywhere. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, whatever thing that you put out in the universe, I'm going to be equally there with you, telling you push, 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 push.
I appreciate that. I just appreciate you and Phoenix. I just love both of y'all. y'all don't even know how much y'all touch me. Just your consistency, just, you know, to just, the support is so immense. It's real. And it's kind of, it's so touching because you cannot meet a person, have one physical moment with a person, and they give you so much loyalty and so much integrity and so much commitment. And then the people that you've known all your life or most of your life don't give you none of that. This world is crazy.
It is. It is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, but
people
I love
take
it.
People
and
for granted. I love
they
it.
They do.
Absolutely.
But
I love it.
I love it. Because if we were sugar-coated through from birth till now, we would know nothing. All of this
nothing.
Stuff that is happening for us that is so amazing, all these amazing people like Kay Bookman, like Phoenix, like my little sister that just called in, all the listeners that's online and in the chat room, none of this would be happening because we wouldn't have the capabilities nor the sensibility to be able to put it together if everything was in a la-la land.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate the bumps, the bruises, the failed situations in relationships. I appreciate the loss of a job. I appreciate anything that I had to endure in order to make me into who I am today. And with that being said, each and every one of you should be feeling that way about yourselves and see how much you let go in that one statement that you're going to just accept it and let it go. So many things
Absolutely.
Will open up for you. Maybe I can go now and go write that book and be finished next week and be like, bow, Mr. King, read that in your spare time, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm
you
with
know,
you.
It's all on perception, 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 perception. And the one thing that tear us apart in a whole is expectations. Don't expect
mm-hmm.
things to happen. Don't. Period.
I mean, the only thing that's going to happen is the unexpected.
That's it. Be able
that's
to roll
it.
With it.
You know, that's it. And that's why I continuously tell people, you know, have that hope, have that faith, you know, keep your chin up, you know, keep your fingers lotion because the doors are going to slam on them, you know, and the doors are going to be slammed in your face. And you just have to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep pushing, because I'm very persistent, and I'm effectively annoying. They getting tired of seeing me. Al King, let it be known. You know, it's like, oh, my God, here he come again with this book, and I have to keep pushing. I have to keep pushing. Mm-hmm. There's no other alternative but being successful for me.
That's it.
And I have to be world-renowned. And the amount of money that I want, because I want a lot of it, I need a lot of it because I want to help so many people. And I just feel that I'm the conduit for change for a lot of people. So I have a lot of people that are relying on me. You know, I have an 18-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old son, and a 7-year-old son. Those are my motivators and those are my world. That's my world right there. And then I have my family and my extended family. So I can't stop. I can't. I have to keep going, and I take it personal when someone becomes a human obstacle or a speed bump in front of what I'm doing. I'm just going to run right over you, you know, what it means, you know what I'm saying, and I'm going to keep it so sexy and so righteous, but I'm not allowing anything to stop me from doing what I have to do, you know, and I tell a lot of people, don't feed the detractors. Don't give the detractors more energy than the supporters. Don't forget about the love of the supporters. So I can't do anything. I can't make a change or a difference without support. So that's why I tell everyone, if you're feeling me, even when I'm on Twitter, my retweets are crazy, Miss P. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if you're loving my tweets that much, go buy my book.
Mm-hmm.
The book is that much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, I need the support of the people. Buy the book. If you don't have the money, I'll work something out with you. Not
right.
a problem. I just need the book to circulate. That's how much confidence I have in my product.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the money, talk
mm-hmm.
to me. We'll work something out.
Right.
You know, I just need the book to be in people's hands because it has to touch the people. This is a whole bunch of substance and a whole bunch of jewels that can get people to do things. I had someone tell me, if my brothers would have read this book, they wouldn't be in jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know how deep that is? That touched me. That touched me. So, you know, that's what it's about, and that's why I'm so intense and I'm so tenacious at what I have to do day in and day out. And I have no time for anything that's going to impede me from doing that. You know, and that's, you know, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. So I just have to just keep going and keep going. Even any kind of platform or any kind of opportunity that I get where I can voice my opinion, my point of view, you know, share my sincerity and share my words, I'm there, you know. And I appreciate what you, you know, what you did tonight, you know, by opening up the door.
No, that's never a problem. You can come on here whenever you feel like it. I love it. I love that you are doing what you're doing and you're motivating me. And, you know, we're going to talk off air because, you know, there's so much stuff that can be done to try to, you know, I have to just, you know, talk to you about what are you doing as far as, like, where's the book at?
Cool.
Is Amazon? Is it where? You know, let's figure
that
out.
I didn't do Amazon. It's on my website, thealchemypointofview.com. And it's a method to my madness. My whole sales approach, for those aspiring authors, and I'm going to just share this real quick. Economically, Amazon takes 60% from authors and publishers, and they give you 40%, and they don't allow you to list your book. So you can feel your book is worth $10, and they'll say your book is worth $2. For, you know, and Amazon is the biggest book retailer right now in the game. So you're going into a whole pool, millions of authors, very competitive. You can have a very good book and it not sell on Amazon. So Amazon doesn't guarantee that your book is going to sell. I know some authors that make $20 a month. They they give you a check, royalty check, once a month from Amazon. Now, humans, no pun intended, monkey see, monkey do. They follow trends. It can be no benefit in it for them, but they'll follow what someone else is doing. I decided to approach my business in a non-traditional manner. So I said, I'm not going to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and do that right now. Is it about money? Yes. It's about seeing the fruits of your labor. So why should I allow myself to be put, and excuse me, because this may sound graphic when I say it, why would I allow myself to be put in the doggy style and be molested for 40% royalties when I worked so hard and spent my own money putting this project out to just relinquish all of that work and the following that I've created? I need to benefit from my following. So as a proprietor and the owner of my business, I said, that doesn't work for me. Is it harder? Yes. If you have the heart, the courage, and the faith in what you're doing, grassrooted, get out there. Stop sitting in front of the computer like most of the authors do, and you sit there, you go to Smashwords, you put your book on Goodreads, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, you do no book signings, no one knows you, no one meets you, and you expect your book to be a top seller. God bless those that it's worked like that for, but that's a long shot. So I decided to go in a different route. I'm not going to do that until I get to about 30 or 40 or 50,000 units. And Amazon would be calling me saying, we need your book. That's my approach. And there's a lot of authors that think I'm crazy. And it's fine. Totally fine. But I know that they're not selling on Amazon. They're not. Most authors, I have a whole bunch of authors following me on Twitter. Whole bunch of authors. They focus on what other authors are doing and don't create any kind of plan to get in touch with readers. See, they don't do this right here. They're not showing the human side. They're not doing that. They're not out there. They're not in the street. I'll be in the Bronx. I'll be in Manhattan. I was in Brooklyn yesterday. I didn't drive. I was on the train for an hour and a half because I wanted to see the people. I wanted to see the people. I wanted to be around the people. And I was walking around in downtown Brooklyn, and I dropped some books off, some samples off. These are the things that you have to do. So if I put a table out on the street, if you don't buy my book, but you stop at my table, I planted a seed. Let it be known. That's going to register again. So I suggest anyone that's an aspiring author, watch the board. Do your work. Be innovative. Don't be a part of monkey see, monkey do. Because what works for other people doesn't necessarily work for you. and I'm treating my book like it's music, like it's mid-90s in his music, I'm not doing what these other authors are doing. Totally not. Because they're all running around in the same circle. I've sold more physical books than e-books, but this is a so-called digital world. That's the funny thing. That's why I listen to people in their theories. Is that you can't control any demographic or any trend, economic trend, when you're dealing with people. People are fickle. So people are going to buy things based on their emotions.
So
more
true.
Percentage of us buy on trends.
Mm-hmm.
I sold properties. I've sold houses. So I know I could sell a book. I know that.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to share that. I just wanted to put it out there, and that's what I'm doing. You know, I don't have a publicist. I haven't done
one
signing yet. Absolutely. I want everything that's going to help me. If it's going to help me and it's a fit, it's someone that understands where I'm trying to go with it, absolutely. I move on a spiritual plane, so if there's a chemistry and a synergy between me and a person, we could work together.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. I'll send you some names later.
Absolutely.
Well, you say that all over
like
that.
But the thing was, like I told Phoenix, if it makes sense, let's do it. You know,
that's
I have a lot of people that, you know, pass me on proposals, but I think they're corny people. I don't think they fit my fabric, my entire template. So I passed. I haven't done one book signing. Have I gotten offers to do book signings? Absolutely. But these are promoters and event planners that are just looking for a quick hustle. I'm not a hustle. I'm totally not a hustle. I'm a brand. So we have to have some kind of synergy there. You got to see where I'm trying to go with this. You know, I have a machine that I've created. You know, I'm ready to do the roundtable discussions with Al King where I discuss my book in front of a live audience. I'm working on that right now. I'm putting that out there. I'm working on that. Right now, I'm coordinating that right now with an event planner. So I didn't do any book signings because I wanted to increase the visibility of the project, of the product. So I wasn't going to shoot myself in the foot and just come out the gate and just start doing book signings. And then I got two people walking in and I'm signing two books. Not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to, you know, increase the visibility of the project, which I'm doing and is working. You know, my good brother listening right now, he said to me today, he said, you know what, you're doing everything you need to be doing. It's some people that think I'm crazy, but those are the same people that are sitting behind their laptop thinking that they're going to sell a million books over the internet because it's a digital era. You have to be a human. You have to get in front of people, and people have to hear you. They have to see you. They need to smell your breath. They need to look in your eyes. They need to understand that you really exist, and that's what it is with me. You want my book? I'm in New York City. I'm in the Bronx right now. If you want my book and you hit me on Twitter, I'm going to ask you your location. I'll come to you. That's how serious it is. I make deliveries like it's pizza. Bring it, let it be known right to your house.
Oh,
see, I bring it like it's Chinese food. I bring it, let it be known right to somebody's house.
Well, let it be known
that
I need one delivered to my house with spinach on top, please. Extra cheese, thanks.
Absolutely.
And see you when you
yep.
get here.
You got it, yeah.
That's right. Signed.
Signed
to Miss P, the lovely Miss P.
Yep. That's how it goes
yep.
down.
That's how it goes down.
Yep. That's how it goes
I'm
down.
I'm just saying. That's how
exactly.
it is going down. How about that? No.
Yep. That's how it's going down. Yep. You got it. You got it.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us, what choice of words, other than the things that, you know, you put out there, whatever, in layman terms, kind of, sort of, because not a lot of people's going to get where you're coming from. You're just a little deep, just a little too deep. Someone that wants to be a writer.
I'm not, though, Miss P.
Yeah, you not for me
no.
and maybe some others, but come on.
No,
let's
not,
be
I'm not. You know, I told some brothers from the Nation of Islam last night. I bumped into them, and they started talking to me. I said, listen, I'm the self-proclaimed voice of the inner city. Because I'm still grounded, I have the young teenagers that can still relate to me, despite being a mature man. I'm not corny, and I can't be. So I can water it down where you still get it. When I wrote Let It Be Known, I wrote it on a 10th grade reading level. So I did show my, you know, my complex side in terms of vocabulary, but I kept it at a 10th grade level because I didn't want to lose people. So that's why it's important that people book me and get me in front of them to discuss the book in person. And then I can go pick out a few of the chapters and really break it down in little pieces,
mm-hmm.
you know, where I can talk about black-on-black crime, how the black community, you know, unprovoked sabotages one another. I can talk about the 30-minute rule, and I can speak to my women and how you pretty much dispel a lot of information to a man that you really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I can really break these things down, you know, and get in front of the people. That is very important. It's like music. Some artists, when you hear their music, you'd be like, oh, I like it. It's good. But then you love them when you see them performing. So look at Al King like that. You love my tweets. You love the book. But get me in front of the people so I can really just, you know, break down. You get a visual with the content. And that's why, it's important. I'm not knocking other people that's doing it, Ms. P. Because there's a lot of people, I see a lot of people booking a lot of people that don't have no substance. And they're spending money to get these people in front of people that don't have their substance. Some of these people talk to me. They get motivated by me. You know, so I'm like, you know what? I'm one of them things that people probably going to catch on to a little late. Maybe so. But, you know, I'm only 2 months within the release. And I'm moving everything, you know, forward. But I just wanted to put that out there. I don't want to sound too long-winded.
Right.
I want to sound like I'm the host.
No, it's totally cool. You know, sometimes I need a break. So it's good when somebody can come up here and just do it all. Like, I write books, you know. I'm a mentor. I can give you advice. I could teach this class. I could build a building with one hand and teach the intune and you know, host the intune show. That's what I'm talking about. All around man. I love it.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, I need that. I need people to, you know, to book me and, you know, do it. I'm doing some things, you know, on a small scale. Like, I got a call recently, you know, and someone was looking for some venues and they wanted me to come talk to their group. And I said, listen, you can get a community center. You know, all you need is a room, and you have the people, and we'll take it from there. And that's what this is about. With me grassroots and what I'm doing, you know, what's more important is getting in front of the people that are receptive and expecting to hear what I have to say. That's it. You know, and again, I can't do this without the support of the people. So I need the people to support where I'm coming from, you know, which is the bottom line. You know, I could write good books all day. But if no one reads them, what's the point?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. It defies the purpose.
Good point.
That's not happening. But, you know, we got work to do. You know, we're busy.
Definitely do. Well, we're going to talk off air. We're going to make it all come together because, you know, a bunch of things that you said and the reason why I let you just go foot loose on here, you know, like in a movie when they just finally started dancing and stuff like that, they just let it go. Nobody could stop them, nothing. So I just let that happen. So I'm feeling good about that. But we're definitely going to talk off air about the things that I have in mind in regards to your book and, you know, trying to filter ways to make this all happen. Because if we're family and we're going to say that we are, then we need to, you know, step it up and help each other in ways that we can. And I'm
absolutely a
cold, hard believer in that. You know, you don't have to be my actual blood anything, but we are all blood, you know, and to the God upstairs that I believe in. So if my
absolutely
brother needs help, then I'm there. If my sister needs help, then I'm there. I'm not saying that it's going to change the world to, like, this whole big thing, but, you know, any energy that's put out that's genuine can always, you know, alter a direction that you was going into for the better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate that.
So, yeah, we're going to do that, and I'm going to make some contacts and, you know, see what I could do in reference to, you know, just having a consult with a few of these people and see how it goes and then get back to you.
Yeah, let's do it. You know,
no, definitely. I say
definitely
let's do it.
That. Yeah.
You know, I'm not worried about anything. You just, you know, I want you to do what you love doing, because by you doing what you do is always going to keep me motivated.
And that's what I have to do, because I have to, you know, I have to be in a position where I can bring everybody through these doors. You know, I've been in these rooms before in the past. I've helped a lot of people, you know, become successful, contributing to their momentum. You know, it's my turn now, so I'm working hard. I'm trying to cash in on a lot of favors that I put out there in the universe, and people are, like, not answering the calls. I'm like, all right, we want to be corny, whatever. Cool. But it's not going to stop me from doing what I have to do, you know, at all. You know, so I got to keep pushing, and I'm going to continue to let it be known. You know, and everything is good. Everything is flowing. You know, the continuity is incredible, you know, and I have to keep pushing. You know, and those, again, I just want to repeat this again, though, Ms. P. If you want the book and you do not have the money, contact me and let me know. We will work something out. And this is how serious and how funky I keep it, because I've sent my book to a lot of people, a lot of books, just to get the book circulated. Am I going to give everybody a free book? No. But when it's in my spirit, I have to share it. So I just need the book to be circulated, because once someone says that they're interested in reading it, you know, that right there is humbling in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, if you don't have the money and you want the book, talk to me, and we can work something out. That's not a problem at all. And those that I do know that have frayed away since I released the book, stop it. I'm not expecting you to buy the book. I'm really not. It's not that serious, because that right there has happened too, where people stopped talking to you once I released the book. They thought I was going to put them under pressure to buy the book. It's not that serious.
No. Nope.
Please, not that serious. I don't know why people act so crazy. It's really not that serious.
It's really
not, guys. Yeah, it's really not. Like, please, they stop talking to you. You know, I have a whole bunch of people on Twitter that they act like we was roasting chestnuts before I put the book out. As soon as I put the book out, they don't want to talk to you no more. They don't want to tweet you. It's so corny. I'm like, is it that serious? It's totally not that serious.
Well, you know what? What I've learned in my experience, Mr. King, that sometimes it's not about the fact that you put a book out and they're, like, scared, you know, afraid of you trying to get them to obtain this book. Sometimes people are afraid of the things that they can't do within themselves. To see you actually bring something to fruition is, like, startling and shocking for them, so they have to back away. It's just like bringing somebody that's used to being in the dark for 50 years to the light. They shun away from it. You understand what I'm saying?
Wow.
So you brought the light to their darkness, and they can't stand to look at it. So it may not have anything to do with the fact that, okay, maybe he's going to try to get me to buy one of his books, boo-hoo. It's not that. You have to look at it on a different perspective, because as soon as you said it to me, it just came clear in my head that it wasn't about the money. It's about people you've been around that talk, but never do to do. And then when someone picks up and actually do to do, they can't handle it. So now you everything in the curse word in the book, and you're nothing, and then they want to lose contact with you. So let those people alleviate themselves, so that way you're clear in that element of your life, so that the other elements that need to coincide for you to grow with your book and through your journey can slowly trickle in.
Wow.
Let that go, because that is no longer your concern.
Put a different spin on it.
Yes,
right.
That's no longer your concern. Leave them alone. Let they will be happy. They have their own journey. They chose their journey, and let them be. Period. I don't want to hear that talk.
Absolutely.
We don't care. Do you care, Mr. King? Because I know I don't.
Oh, no. Absolutely
yeah, see?
Not.
No, we don't care. We twins tonight, ladies and gents. We're twins. So for all of those out there, that, you know, if that's the case, you guys really need to get it together, because guess what? As I always say on my shows, there's nothing that anyone cannot do. We all have talents. We are here for a reason. We're not born just to be here. We are born as kings and queens. Take your throne and do what you have to do with it, and stop walking around as a peddler. Okay?
That's
because
so
you don't
true.
Have to be. Stop blaming others for your lack of success, and turn your life around so you can be successful as well. Stop trying to not help or give information or expertise to someone who's out here trying to gain, because you're afraid of that person being better at it than you. Cut it out. It's sickening. sickening. And whoever's on here tonight, I appreciate you all. But if you don't like what I have to say, then you guys can tune out. Period. Because that's how I roll. It's all about being real. Because real, that whole statement about real, recognize real. No, real, do not recognize real. Because how many times we been around people and we said, oh, this person's real. Then next day you got a shock of your life. Like, cut it out. That's a dumb statement. Take it away. Real does not recognize real. What's real is in actions. And real actions do not have to be formulated in a damn cliche. Okay? So let's think about that. Another thing, y'all going to go, y'all going to support Mr. King, and like he said, he's giving you guys an opportunity to gain his book on a different level. You know what I mean? So that means that he's willing to work with you so you can get the book, okay? So there's no reason, whatever your situation is, because we all have them. Miss P has had them, okay? Miss P might have one tonight if she can't find her wallet, okay? It happens. But at the end of the day, we have to support. We have to support. This is what it's about. If you can go buy Jordans that came out 18 times in the same color for $250, whatever the hell they are, and you have six pairs of the same sneaker, then you can go buy this book because you only have one of those. So, again, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, Mr. King. I just want to tell you that I thank you. I love you. And I have your back 110% to whatever level that I can do. And, you know, definitely let them know again that where they can find you and reference you at. So let it be known.
All right. So you all can find me, Twitter at Mr. Al King, Facebook at Mr. Al King, Instagram at Mr. Al King. The website is thealkingpointofview.com. I repeat, thealkingpointofview.com. So, you know, I'm approachable. I'm with you. I'm in New York City. I'll be here indefinitely just working the project. And just, I'm in the streets, though. I'm in the streets, literally. You know, I've been on 34th Street, 42nd Street. I've been in the Bronx, downtown Brooklyn. I haven't been to Queens yet because I've just in between. I've been between the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn. So I'm on the streets, like I said. You can hit me off air. I'll give you my number. You can contact me directly. You know, I just need the book to circulate and get into the hands of the readers. And again, I'll repeat it again. If you don't have the money and you want the book, we'll work something out. Talk to me, communicate with me, and that's the bottom line. In terms of appearances, I need to get in front of people. If you're a teacher, you're an educator, you're a librarian, whatever the case may be, I'm looking for all these lanes to exhaust all these lanes and get the book, again, to the readers. Any counselors, any people in group homes that's dealing with kids, again, I'll do those. I need to talk to people. So, you know, the only way I can do this is with the support and the cooperation of my community, and I need people to get behind me. I don't care what state you're in. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. All right, Ms.
Definitely.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, okay? This is all going to be okay. Trust me. I just I feel it all over. It's all going to be okay. And we're going to make this happen. We're going to make this work. And we're just going to turn it into a little project. And, you know, we're just going to filter it from here. We're in New York together. So, you know, two heads are better than one. This is happening. So that's all I need to tell you. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Al. Well, Mr. King. Look,
so
you see how I said Al? I said, wait a minute. Did I just call him Al? I did. I really did. All right. All right, guys.
Phoenix
thanks
was
again.
Quiet. I see Phoenix is quiet, too. Kristen, I'll talk. I appreciate it. I see the tweets. She was blasting off and everything. Love the love.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to all
Kristen.
The callers. Shout out to everyone in the chat room that tuned in. And shout out to everyone who's going to listen in on the archive link, which will be ready to, you know, play back in about 20 to 25 minutes. So I'm definitely excited about that. This was your own link. No one added on your link. All about you tonight, Mr. King, and it's going to continue to be all
it.
About you. Definitely.
I appreciate
so,
it, because I'm selfish. I need all that attention.
Definitely. I understand that. I'm an Aries. I definitely need attention. So I get it, 110%. So for all y'all that, you know, will be here tomorrow night with me on the Intune Show, I look forward to talking to you babies then. But we're all getting out of here right now. That's definitely happening. And tomorrow night we're going to be on with Dr. Shu, and y'all know what that means, shock the doc, you know. We're going to be talking about confessions and lies and fetishes and fantasies and everything like that, 10 p.m. tomorrow night on the Intune show, so I look forward to all you guys being in tune for that show as well. Mr. King, or Al, I should say, thank you again for your time. And I'm about to, I'm about to contact you on the email right now.
Okay. All right.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, guys, so that was Mr. Al King. He is totally cool and laid back, but I definitely understand where he's coming from. You know, he needs the support of the people for it to all come together. And I definitely feel that, because without your support or your continued support for the Intune show, there would be no Intune show. And I tell you babies this all the time. The reason why I do what I do is not only because I enjoy it and I have fun doing it, it's because you guys inspire me on some level. You know, everybody that I come across, everybody that tuned in, everyone calls in, everyone who writes in the chat room is feeding me. It's feeding me. It's fueling me. It's making me see that, you know, if I can have, even if it's two people in a chat room, it wouldn't even bother me. Just the fact that you hear your presence has made such a profound effect on me. So I definitely want to thank everybody who continues to grow our numbers every single day, and it's only going to get better from here. So if you are someone who want to join our staff, we got rid of team. No more team. No, no more team. Team is so played out. Everybody want to hashtag team this and team that and team Coca-Cola and team this and brown socks, team brown socks. Like, I'm over it. Leave it alone. And let's just go back to the real work where there was no teams and teams were just left to the sports people. So that's what we're doing in our group. So basically it's going to be no more of that happening. So no more team stuff. Will you see tweet from out in and let everybody else have that cliche dealing? If you want to join the staff of the Intune show, you can email me at intuneshow@aol.com so I can send you further details. I look forward to all you guys joining the team. It's going to be fun, 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 and good times. I appreciate you. I love you, and I will see you guys tomorrow night. Until then, babies, stay in tune.
Yeah.
She might be at the bar.
I'm in tune.
About to take it to the moon.
Let's go.
I'm in tune.